from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Any company or post-secondary school can tap into a new Critical Minerals Innovation Fund announced today by local MPP and Mines Minister George Peary. It will finance up to $500,000 for half of any project that moves the North ahead in becoming a world supplier of minerals needed in electric car batteries. Peary says it's more than a critical mineral strategy.
It's also about building an integrated supply chain for clean technologies by connecting mineral producers in Northern Ontario with the manufacturing might of the South.
Peary spoke today at Northern College in Timmins. It's too soon to stop boiling your tap water in Porcupine east of Ferguson Road and Bristol Road. A boil water advisory has been in effect since Monday when the city replaced a main valve on the supply line. Two tests 24 hours apart that show no contaminants in the water are needed before the advisory is lifted. The latest test result is expected tonight. The city is aiming to give the all clear tomorrow morning. Hydro One is reintroducing its winter relief fund. It helps customers pay their electricity bills. The fund was established in 2020 and, says the utility, has helped tens of thousands of customers and provided $11 million in financial relief. You can reach out to Hydro One for information on how to get that support. Another Freedom Convoy protest could be in the works for 2022. James Botter, an organizer of last February's protest and the founder of an anti-mandate group, has posted on Facebook calling for a convoy 2.0 in Ottawa from February 17th to the 23rd. Botter was arrested this past February as police cleared the downtown streets in the capital. He's facing several charges. One of his bail conditions is that he not return to downtown Ottawa. Prime Minister Trudeau closes out the public hearing into the use of the Emergencies Act tomorrow. Finally, this afternoon, not much difference between this year and last year when it comes to job vacancies in our country. Stats Can says the number was up 3.8% in September at 994,800. Job vacancies typically peak in September because of seasonal variations. The accommodation and food services sector led the way with the most vacant positions. For these stories and more, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.